From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Airport has received nearly $2.1 million in federal grants for three projects. The Federal Aviation Administration will increase its funding of local project costs this year to 100%. The total amount of the award is $2,062,815. Columbia County Director of Engineering Dean Knox said, and I quote, "The FAA will cover 100% of all eligible costs for each project. That's due to the COVID pandemic. The additional 10% came from the first COVID stimulus passed in April by Congress," end quote. Knox said the three projects are sizable. The first includes construction on the north apron of the airport, slated to begin in October and completed by either November or early next spring, depending on the weather. The second grant-funded project is the construction and installation of beacons and perimeter fencing around the airport. Work on that project is expected to start in November and be finished in 2021. The third project is for airport pavement management, including field surveys, data collection, and ratings of all existing pavement areas of the airport. That project is expected to be completed by the end of this year. The Columbia County Airport is one of 15 in New York to receive improvement grants this year. In 2019, the airport received a $405,000 Airport Improvement Program grant for apron improvements. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eduardo Medina is reporting for the Times Union. The city of Albany is the worst in America for people of color, according to a report released by the Urban Institute. The nonprofit research group measured 274 cities nationwide for how effective they were at including low-income and minority residents in the city's economic prosperity. Albany placed near the bottom at 234. The study found that although Albany's racial diversity has greatly increased since the 1980s, it clearly shows that in nearly every metric of inclusion, Albany fares worse than the national average. While the city's racial poverty gap was 17%, the 274 cities averaged at 11%. Albany ranked fifth on the Institute's list of 10 cities that experienced the most drastic drop in inclusion ranking. Alice Green, executive director for the Center of Law and Justice, said, and I quote, "People have repeatedly pointed out to our local government officials that we're a deeply unequal city. They say this is going on all around the country, but the study shows it's very severe here," end quote. The Urban Institute's dashboard was updated on September 15th with statistics largely from U.S. Census data and racial segregation research done by Brown University. The rankings looked at income and racial segregation, the percentage of people of color working poor families, rent-burdened residents, high school dropouts, and the gap between poverty, education, and home ownership rates of minority versus white non-Hispanic residents. You can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Rasmussen is reporting for State of Politics. A federal judge in California ruled late September 24th that the U.S. Census can continue through October 31st. The decision reverses a Trump administration order that would have halted the survey on September 30th. The district court ruling is a victory for now for advocates who had been alarmed by the decision to end the national headcount early. CNN is reporting the National Urban League, the City of Los Angeles, and several other groups sued the government, asking for a preliminary injunction to block the government from concluding the count early. In a hearing conducted before the ruling was issued, U.S. District Judge Lucy Coe expressed concern with the government's decision to change the deadline, pointing out that it is unlikely the Census Bureau will reach its own 99% standard for completion by the end of September. Coe's decision is expected to be appealed by the Justice Department. And you can read more at nystateofpolitics.com and at cnn.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. for local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.